Grace and blessings be multiplied to you, precious friend. I'm Wumi Ademola, your partner in the pursuit of intimacy with God. Welcome to the broadcast and welcome to the conclusion of the series that we have been examining for so many weeks now, The Pursuit of Holiness, based on Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14, that reads, "Pursue peace with all people and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord." Beloved, I trust that you have been blessed by this series as much as I have been so blessed bringing it to you. I also believe that the Holy Spirit has begun to do a marvelous work of change in your life. As we conclude today, I want you to remember that for the Holy Spirit to be able to change you, you must embrace His correction. You must not despise it. You must also see sin the same way that He does. You must never downplay its seriousness. Now, I invite you to listen to the concluding part of the series today. My friend, heaven is our home, and you and I will get there in Jesus' mighty name.
Don't give excuses. Just say yes. That is one of the reasons why David was called a man after God's own heart. Because when his sin was pointed out, he did not argue. He put aside dignity. It's very humiliating for God to say, "This is what you did wrong." But if you want to change, if you want the Holy Spirit to use you and to do great things in your life, you have to learn to admit your faults when He reveals it to you, either where you are all alone with Him or even through preaching. Don't get mad at the preacher. Nobody knows anything about you. I'm too busy. Yes. Because sometimes some people feel when pastor is preaching, somebody wants to go and report them, he's using them to preach. We have better things to do than to use anybody to preach. Just be humble. And so David was humble. When Nathan pointed out his sin, he said, "This is that." He didn't say like that father of that man. He didn't say it's a mistake. He said, "No, I have sinned." He said, "Against you alone have I sinned." And do you know what Psalm 51 tells us? The Spirit of God was able to work in David. People of God, you never hear of David sleep with another woman that wasn't his wife after that. You don't hear it. Even when he was old and they gave him a little girl to warm him, he said, "No, I refuse to be warm. I've changed." The Bible says, "Whoever covers his sin," Proverbs 29:13, "will not prosper. You will remain the same. And unfortunately, you will go the same way like that to hell. That will not be your portion." But it says, "Whoever confesses and forsakes." People of God, true repentance is confessing and forsaking. It's not just saying, "God, I'm sorry. God, forgive. God, oh, grace, grace, grace." No, true grace is receiving the mercy of God and forsaking the thing that put Jesus on the cross. But look at King Saul on the other hand. Why could the Holy Spirit not change him? May your own never be like King Saul. Do you know what the Bible says concerning King Saul? The Bible says the Holy Spirit left him. Genesis 6:3. The Bible says, "I will not strive with man forever." He said, "My spirit will not struggle." God doesn't have time to struggle. He will warn you. He will change you. And God forbid he now withdraw. But for David that admitted his sin, God didn't take his spirit from him. But to Saul, two times the Lord warned him. The first time, the man of God told King Saul, "Do not sacrifice until I come." King Saul disobeyed the word of God. And he went ahead to make the sacrifice before Samuel came. And Samuel warned him. Instead of King Saul to say, it is true, I disobeyed you, forgive me. He began to give excuses. When I didn't see you, the people were doing this. Look, Jesus said, let your yes be yes, your no be no. Anything beyond that is a sin. Excuse is a sin itself. Just admit to your fault, yes, I did it. But no, King Saul didn't. He began to give excuses. Oh, you were the people were scattered, I was afraid. And that one went like that. But you see, he grieved the Holy Spirit at that point. Because any time he shows you something, 1 John 1 tells us, and you don't admit to it, you are calling him a liar. So the Holy Spirit left him. The second thing he will do now, God told him, wipe out the Amalekites. Every single thing, even their livestock. But because he had resisted the correction of the Holy Spirit. You see, the more you commit sin, the easier it becomes to sin. The more you commit sin without conviction or restraint, the more you keep doing it. And so, second time around, he disobeyed God again. And same pattern, when Samuel approached him, he began to give excuses. He should have just said it is true. He said, no. He said, the people, I was afraid of the people. I kept it for the people. And you know what the Bible says? At that day, the kingdom was taken away from him. The kingdom is symbolic of the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven was taken away from Saul. Those who keep resisting the Holy Spirit. You can fast 7 days a week. And you can spend time with God alone every day. But if you miss this final last point, everything is a waste. As he's correcting you, don't be like Saul. To do so is to grieve the Holy Spirit and ultimately quench him to the point that he just leaves you. Don't you know the Bible says there are some people that their conscience is seared. I'm going to end with this very sad story. But I say it so that we can fear. And so that by God's grace, what God imparted in us in this month of holiness, we will run with it. And we will not go back to living life the way we used to. Billy Graham had a very close friend. His name is called Charles Templeton. Charles Templeton was in ministry long before Billy Graham. He was a big shot. Long before Billy Graham. In fact, Billy Graham really got, quote unquote, his big break when he was invited to minister in a place where Charles Templeton was. This guy used to command crowds to come to the Lord Jesus. And Billy Graham began to work with him. They began to do encounters, you know, crusades together. At some point in this man's life, he began to question the authenticity of the Bible. He began to backslide more or less. Billy Graham spoke to him. He said no. He was a pastor of a church. Until one day he announced to his church, he cannot in good conscience teach them anymore because he doesn't fully believe in the Bible anymore. But Billy Graham kept contact with him. But let me tell you something. Billy Graham also, during that time, began to experience some doubts. I'm going somewhere with this. And one time he was all alone with God. And he said, God, is the Bible really true? How can I know? And in that his time alone with God, God told him, the just shall live by faith. The other one was intellectual. Now, can I tell you that the Holy Spirit is wonderful? He reached out to Charles Templeton. At some point, Charles Templeton must have been like Billy Graham all alone. And God must have said, Charles, you've got to receive this by faith. But I can imagine his response, unfortunately, was not like Billy Graham. And he said, no. And once you say no to the Holy Spirit, you have shut out the only person that can help you. He died a broken man. Looking at a life of someone like that tells us The scripture is true when it says somebody's conscience can be seared. But it doesn't get to that point overnight by constantly rejecting correction. Proverbs says, if a man is constantly corrected but hardens his neck, he will break and fall to his own destruction. You and I will not be destroyed in Jesus' name. The Lord give you and me a heart of humility. But no matter what he reveals to us, whether when we are praying, whether in the word, whether from the pulpit, we will say, yes, Lord, cleanse us. Change my heart. Let's stand on our feet this morning. Change my heart, O Lord. Make it ever true. Close your eyes and say to the Lord, change my heart, O Lord.
Beloved, have you believed on the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you know for sure where you will go the moment you take your last breath on earth? Death does not end at all. Everyone living on earth today, whether they realize it or not, is making a journey to an eternal destination, heaven or hell. Do you know where you're going? God's word is crystal clear about this, that to escape the fires of hell, you must believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. If you like to become a believer and follower of the Lord Jesus Christ today, please pray this prayer with me right now. Say, Father God, I confess that I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of all my sins and give me a brand new heart. From today, I surrender my life to Jesus and receive him as my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. Congratulations, beloved. I welcome you into the family of God. And to help you grow in your new relationship with Jesus, I'd love to send you an e-copy of my book, Up Close and Personal with Jesus Christ. All you need to do is to email me at knowinggodradio@gmail.com. In addition to that, find a local church where you can be planted and discipled in Christ and grow. If you live in the city of Houston, it's my pleasure to invite you to join us at Dominion International Center. The details of our location can be found on our website, www.dominionlifestyle.org. Welcome again to the family of God.
Thank you for tuning in to today's broadcast. We believe you've been truly been empowered to grow deeper in love with God. If you'd like to be added to our mailing list for news about upcoming broadcasts, please feel free to email knowinggodradio@gmail.com. That's knowinggodradio@gmail.com. You may also email your prayer requests and prayer reports of how God has blessed you by this program to this address. We look forward to hearing from you. Knowing God Radio with Wumi Ademola is a production of the Dominion Lifestyle Media. For more information about our church and inspirational ministry resources, please visit our website at www.dominionlifestyle.org.